Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We just need guys to maybe, like, step up.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Is there a Kodak Black? Is that a rapper?
That's a rapper.
Okay.
And James Strebel.
You know why they want you to keep both? Because they want Kentucky to keep kicking your ass!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Kenny Payne's name. Why in the
Kenny
world...
Payne.
But why is he going to DePaul?
All right. It's been fun. I don't want to get any worse than
Kenny
this.
Kenny Payne!
Good luck at DePaul, Kenny Payne. He's still 0-1 without Kenny Payne. Eat it. 0-1.
Bye.
0 for the tournament without Kenny Payne.
Love you both.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Hello. How are we doing? At least I'm surrounded here at Dave and Buster's by a bunch of games. I'm about 30 feet from Mark Ennis. We're feeling good. There's a table of young people behind me. They have to be mortified. I'm going to be yelling about Matt Cross here at some point. Strebel's going to be here in a second. I'm Andy Sweeney. Jack's back at the station. Hit your sounder,
hello,
Jack. Do
ladies.
What you
got
to do to make yourself feel better on this Thursday edition of The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN Louisville, ESPN Louisville.com. We're live at Dave and Buster's in Mall St. Matthews. We're having a little post-holiday get-together for ESPN Louisville, and so me and Mengus both here doing our shows, and appreciate you making us part of your day. UPS Jobs text line, as always, 437-9680. Jackie Poo, good afternoon, and how do I sound? We're testing
you
something
out
here.
You sound crystal clear.
Well, that's good. Knock on wood.
Yes, hopefully that continues. It stays that way. Yes.
So Jack Grossman was at the game last night. One of the proud few, as the Marines used to say, that was out at the game last night.
The few, the proud, the Louisville fan base.
By the way, Strebel thought he might be here at 3:30. The dude leaves school at 2:30.
That was
I'm like,
a lot.
Dude, it's not going to take you. It's not going to take you an hour to get over here.
He probably went to the Dave and Buster's in Nashville.
That's right. He left at noon to get there on time. All right, let's jump into it. I mean, obviously, it's what we've been talking about. I mean, it's one of those Thursdays, Jack, where, and we never are right. And when we are, we are very modest. This show is known for many things, being fat, being unhealthy, Strebel's lap band, being modest, right? We're modest guys. And yesterday we had the conversation. It was literally in the lead 24 hours ago. I said, boy, I feel like if they lose tonight, it's the train is going to go off the tracks. And they lost last night, and for the most part, don't you feel like the train has went off the tracks?
Yes.
Louisville basketball is a mess right now. Louisville basketball is pretty much to the point to where they're going to have to do something miraculous during the season or straight up win the ACC tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. To talk about the job that Chris Mack has done and to talk about him having a job next year also is something that is valid, something that will be talked about. They are a mess. And I do, I mean, I text you and Strebel because I was like, did you guys notice Strebel's here? Did you untuck your shirt? What are you doing right now? I don't like how you look. I don't know. There's something about your little jeans and your little pants and everything.
These
good
are,
after.
These are Dockers.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a sale at Kohl's?
No, well, these, I've had these for a while. My wife got them for me.
Surprised that we know you don't buy your own clothes. We've well established that if it's not.
I bought this shirt.
If it's not a Pantera shirt or a Metallica shirt, you're not going to do it. Or an alien shirt. But last night was disgusting. And yesterday we talked about two things. We talked about how it would be the breaking point if they lost to NC State. I don't know why I felt that in my substantial gut yesterday, but we did. We talked about it, and by God, that is one of the main narratives coming from today, is that some sort of ring of hell was bypassed last night. We went from one ring to another.
Deeper,
okay?
Into hell.
So, yes, something happened.
The
Jack
wrong way.
Still has not asked the rabbi.
No.
His name again is what?
David Jaffe.
David
there
Jaffe.
Soon there, to be Rabbi
every
Jaffe.
Every day we're doing this, and we don't know what we're talking about. Anyway, and we talked about that, and that obviously has been one of the main takeaways. The other takeaway, and we'll get to this, because there are people that believe that Chris Mack tossed his players under the bus, which brings up an entire fun new conversation that we really haven't had a chance to have. Maybe you can go back to Jordan Warren. And listen, Chris Mack said literally exactly what we said yesterday.
Yeah.
And that is he doesn't know what he's getting from guys from game to game, shift to shift. Got to watch out how you say that.
Yeah.
Minute to minute. He does not know when he goes with the lineup. Like, you think that L. Ellis is ready to take things to the next level. He's in the starting lineup. Obviously that matters, and you saw what happened with that last night. That's just the most recent example. Matt Cross has turned into Q Slaz. Malik Williams is fading into obscurity here, which is something I just cannot believe.
Yeah.
But he does not know whether it's his senior leader who's been here since the French and Indian War, or it's the new guys who are freshmen, it's the new guys that are transfers, it's the new guys who are JUCO guys. It doesn't matter, okay? And so Chris Mack tosses everyone but himself, you could take it that way, under the bus. I want to get to that, but it's just, it was odd watching that game and then the reaction, and I'm like, they're doing the show that we did yesterday.
Yeah, Mack did the show that we did yesterday in his press conference.
Now, as for the game itself, and just big picture, we'll do big picture and small picture. I mean, it is a mess right now. And you watch it, and I think what gets me the most, okay, and Kentucky fans probably believe at some point with Tubby Smith this happened, but not to this extent, obviously.
No, it was never this bad.
That the level of talent that they have is not good. So, like, I disagree. It was interesting today.
Yeah.
Maben and Rummage, I think, I don't want to talk for them. They have their own show. Go listen to the podcast.
Sure.
We're very much more they believe that there is more talent here than I do. I mean, was talking about how they don't have the talent, and I agree with him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I look, and that's Chris Mack's fault, and we can talk about that, and obviously this is nothing to let Chris Mack off the hook, but they don't have guys that can score the basketball at a high. They don't have athletic players.
No.
They don't have potential pros. And you can't live like that. You can win some games. You can't. I'm right. You can win some games. But as far as winning a bunch of games, winning 50-50 games, I mean, Sebron, me and Jack were talking about this with Mike Pratt. I mean, Sebron blows by two guys on the left last night.
Yeah.
Goes behind his back while he's in the middle of two or three Louisville guys and goes up for an uncontested layup. And it's like last night.
He did it like two or three times.
Last night for Louisville had a lot of 9-6 Kentucky basketball last year.
Yep.
It had a lot of 9-6 Kentucky basketball where they're not totally dialed out, right?
Like they're trying.
Like they're not totally not listening to Mac.
Right.
But when it's a 6-point game and there's no urgency and you're letting guys walk to the basket on a continuous basis, knowing that you are a cruddy offensive team for the most part, it is unacceptable. And the Chris Mack future, I am so tired of hearing about buyout from media members. Shut up. If they need to make a move and they can go get somebody, okay, then they'll do it.
Yes.
Then they'll do it. Nothing is owed. I mean, you kept Satterfield around, and we'll get into which one is worse right now.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know the answer.
What a conversation.
I don't know the answer for that. I mean, that's talk about Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an absolute – that's an absolute – mess.
They're each in their own level.
And
which one's deeper?
It's sad. I gotta be honest for a second. It is. Yeah. And we'll get into sound and we'll get into everything else here. 437-9680. It's the Take on ESPN 680-1057. It is damn sad that this is what's going on right now. Like, just say it. There's no one in attendance at these games. I mean, I covered games. Luke Hancock just arrived. Yeah, I covered like every one of his home games. And, I mean, there's no one in the upper deck in these games. And the program has hit such a dead end right now. I'm stunned at where we are. And it's embarrassing where they are. It is. It's ridiculous, the level of talent that this team has. It is ridiculous that they have a coaching staff that has no experience in college basketball whatsoever. They brought, Fennell from within the staff,
within
and
the
that's
program.
Fine. Yeah. That's fine. You have a guy that you're developing at the end of the bench. That's fine. I mean, hell, Kentucky's Jai Lucas at the end of their bench, and he's recruited at a high level at Texas and Kentucky, right before he got to Kentucky.
Yeah.
And Ross McMaines, I mean, I'm not picking on him, but he doesn't have any college basketball experience at all. Well, Pegues does.
Pegues does.
I mean, Pegues.
He's the one guy.
But you know what I mean. You bring in guys, the staff did not get better. Chris Mack brought in new players. The level of player did not get better. And I want to talk about this. I wasn't even going to bring this up in the first segment, but what has happened to somebody like Jalen Withers is...
It's mind-blowing.
It is unbelievable that the guy goes from a respected player in the ACC to where, I mean, hell, Bobby V's here talking about how he can't put him in the game. Seth Greenberg today was talking how you can't put him in the game. By the way, Seth Greenberg, Team Oscar.
Ah, another one.
I'm pretty sure he was. I mean,
he
danced around. Like, oh, what? All these analysts just dance around it.
Give us an answer.
That absolutely kills me.
It's like the
just pussyfooting.
I got to talk to
You can say that, right?
Yeah, you say pussyfooting. It's like, I gotta talk
to Mike.
Hang
on, Jack, I want you to say it now. Jack, I want you to say it.
Pussyfooting.
Thank you.
Wait, do you need it cleaner or was that fine?
It's good enough.
Yeah.
It's good enough. They don't need that conversation in Dave and Buster's. This is not what people are here
for. It's like
all
these analysts are like, I have to talk to Mike Woodson and John Calipari. I don't want to hurt their feelings or offend them.
By the way, you're not staying for the little shindig tonight.
No, I'm not. I can't. Yeah, I know. I'm
sorry.
How much
of a bum is three?
I know.
Last year he left early.
I know.
He slugged, six bourbons and left early.
No, not that
many. What a bum.
No,
you're such a bum.
It's hard for me on a weeknight to stay and have fun, and then I've got to go get Kellen from his basketball.
You got to go all the way to the south end again.
Yeah,
you're such a bum.
Because my wife's got to take Wyatt to jujitsu. He's got jujitsu tonight.
Jujitsu.
Yeah, he wants to do mixed martial arts.
I got a guy. Really?
Oh,
a guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be the middleman. You'll have to pay me.
Okay.
You know, the finder's
right.
fee. I mean, this is not free.
Yeah.
Texter says Bahama Bullies. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Just quickly.
Go ahead,
It is, and I know it's been. I didn't even want to do that kind of segment today. But it is sad to watch the erosion of what is going on here. And as a New York Giants fan, it took, you know, you're bad for a couple years, and then you're bad for 4 years, and then you have one little bright spot, and then you're bad for a couple more years, and you look around, and it's like, we've been bad for a decade. And, I mean, Louisville has been, right now, in the sports that we talk about, men's basketball and football, I mean, we're talking for the better part of 4 or 5 years now, 4 years exactly, that it's been sad. I mean, you look at the Yum Center last night and in these games, and it is absolutely sad. So relieving Chris Mack of his duties when you don't win games, when you don't go to the tournament, and when fans don't show up for games, I don't understand why that's a hot take.
It's not.
Get over yourself if you don't think it is. Get over yourself. Honestly, it bothers me. Can somebody have some damn standards around here just a little bit? And can we do, while we're at it, can we do this as well? I have heard so much today about, and not too many people still are this way, but I would say there's 20-25%. Well, Andy, the clout of the NCAA. I mean, good God, not even Blanka Baker buys that. All you got to do, okay, is go look at who's good in college basketball. Have you seen Auburn lately?
Right.
Have you seen LSU lately? I was going to say, have you seen Arizona lately? But the answer is no, because no one watches West
Arizona.
Coast Pac-12 basketball,
right,
or knows. But you understand.
Kansas.
You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe to win a bleeping national title. Having that, oh yes, I'll cut you some slack, even though everyone else is doing it. To win the national title, sure, sure. The cloud of the NCAA is hurting, it does not help, whatever. We can have that conversation. But fans anymore are just like straight up asking you just to make the tournament. Like last year and this year. Fans are, I mean, in the middle of the year, I mean, before the season, all we did, I always go back to our guy, Ethan Moore.
Yeah.
Well, they got to be a second weekend team. Fans now are just like begging to get in and not even win a game.
Just get there.
That is how much the erosion has happened. We're sitting here in mid-January, and, you know, dinner this morning, we got 2 more months of this. I knew last night was going to be a breaking point. I knew it.
You were dead on.
I knew last night was going to be a breaking point. And, like, part of you wants to almost feel bad for Chris Mack. This is his big opportunity. Chris Mack, when he walked in here, first thing he did, we're not going to put the media in the locker room. The guys don't want to do it.
Took him out.
Got a soft team now. Year number four, you got a soft team. Year number four, you got the leader of your team that doesn't want to play. Year number four, your best player is a JUCO transfer. Year number four, you're playing Jared West when he would not play for any other, maybe Boston College. He would not play. I mean, he would not be able to be on the roster at Indiana or Kentucky.
Oh, no. He'd be a bench player at Western.
It's just the level of talent, and it goes back to that for whatever reason, everything has went wrong. It has been COVID. It has been self-inflicted wounds. It has been sketchy staff hires. It has been Neely Bendapudi and Vince Tyree and beef there. It has been, again, a self-inflicted suspension. I threw bad luck in there. It's been misevaluations.
No development.
Every step of the way, it's been shoddy development or lack thereof for whatever reason. The only peak you got is beating Calipari one time. And that's all you're going to beat him.
It's a hell of a night.
Is beating him one time.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, Matt can come out after the game and throw his team under the bus. That's fine. He knows he's being thrown under the bus. They can be thrown under the bus. I want to get to that because I'm not sure how I feel. So, Jackie Poo, let's go ahead and do that. You ready for that?
Yeah,
you want to play some sound?
Let's do some sound.
You want to play some sound?
Yeah, sound
at
David Buster's.
You got to go all the way to South End, then all the way to New Albany.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be home until like...
Probably 8:30.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a nightly basis for me. I didn't make it home, you know, the other night till like 10:30. It's whatever, you know. It's the life I've chosen, Andy.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu.
Texas says Andy's mad at Mark Ebert. What did Mark Ebert do? Not Mark Ebert.
Mad at Mark Ebert?
He doesn't work at U of L anymore.
Mark, that's a name.
Doesn't he
forever.
Work at JCPS? What's he doing?
Mark Ebert.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Texas says Pat Forty's looking in the mirror and telling us to be better fans today. Yes.
That's
exactly what he's doing. That's exactly
yeah.
what he's doing.
And drinking a Sierra Nevada.
Yes. Jackie Boo. All right, so what do we have here? I want there's two clips. Is there
right,
not?
I think Mac 1's the first one you want with the
Mac.
Question.
Mac!
Yeah. Did the intern ever send me a sound sheet? Here we go. I got it now. I got it now. Here we go. Mac 1 doesn't know what to expect out of players. Involves the question. Oh, with question. All right, go ahead. Mac 1.
Does a result like this make you go back and reevaluate the whole starting five? Or
I mean, I feel like I'm reevaluating constantly. I don't know what I'm getting when I put a player in. Usually when you put a guy in, you know, like what he's going to bring to the table, you know, and to have three starters at halftime out of the five with 0 points. Be outscored 31-6 by the starting five, only then go out and get down 8-0 in the second half.
All right, so there is Mac 1. Now, that question was by Brett Dawson. Who was the last CJ reporter? Because Brett Dawson obviously dominated the press conference last night, him and a few others who will actually ask questions. Who was the last Louisville beat writer that the Courier had who didn't, like, I can't remember her name. Didn't, I mean,
Danielle Lerner?
No.
No, she was on the Athletic.
Oh, no, yeah, that's true.
Was it,
I can't remember.
Shannon Russell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Shannon Russell.
Doesn't know what to expect out of players continues. Sorry, Jack. It says Mac 1. It says Mac 1 again.
You said that you don't know what to expect when you put a player in. Have you ever been a part of
Mark.
That where you couldn't kind
Blake?
Of find an answer?
Blake?
No. No, I haven't. It's frustrating. Say the least. You know, you have to know as a coach when you put a guy in what you're getting. I mean, how can you coach a game where a guy will get 12-9 and play solid defense the next game, not scratch and turn the ball over 3 times? I mean, I'm not saying the guy's got to get 12 every single game, but my goodness, we got some juniors and seniors.
Okay, so there's Chris Mack last night. All right, so listen, I'm going to be up front with you. You guys know what I think of Chris Mack. There's a huge part of me that backs Chris Mack here.
Sure.
I mean, there is. Now, I can see. I'm looking over at, like, Luke Hancock right now, former player.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's deep in the conversation.
Former player.
Yes.
I bet players don't like that, would be my guess. I would bet that former players don't like that Chris Mack went to the podium and tossed his team under the bus. Ultimately, Chris Mack brought these guys here. Ultimately, Chris Mack gets criticism and gets congratulations.
Right.
When you develop somebody, I mean, this has been always the argument with John Calipari, how much credit you get.
Right.
There is credit there. There is also getting bashed a little bit. There's some criticism. And I'm sorry. I think Chris Mack is talking about effort, is talking about being dialed in, is talking about when you're down 6 and you're fighting for your NCAA tournament life against a crap NC State team, then maybe you don't allow them just to walk to the basket time and time again.
Yeah.
Maybe you lock in and don't foul when you're hedging a screen. You like that, Jack? Maybe you need to lock in. Maybe you're not buying in. Maybe you're not practicing. There is a part of me, and people won't like it, because in college athletics, we go for the coach's head, and the coach is the star, and that's fine, and he or she makes all the money, okay? And yes, I am with you. Ultimately, Chris Mack, like, I think I do think he should go, okay? But Chris Mack, at this point, I'm fine with him saying, like, some of these guys show up and others don't.
He's being honest.
Like again, yes, a lot of that is coaching. But there's also personal responsibility. And there's guys on this team that are not engaged with what is going on. And I go back to before they went to the Bahamas, they had a players-only meeting. Yo, Louisville basketballs have been having issues all damn season, man.
That's not new. This is not
They had
new.
A players-only meeting before Game 5.
Yep.
Before Game 5. They have been in some level of crisis mode for weeks around here. Man, I don't want to hear that. Listen, Chris Mack's being bashed. The players can take a little bit.
Oh, 100%.
The players, we don't have to treat them like we do pros or right. do any of that. But we can question what the bleep is going on with the players. Now, I don't feel as strong on that because I don't believe they have the talent. That's where I come down
like
on this. I don't believe they
right.
have the talent.
Right.
But I think Chris Mack is also talking about effort. He's talking about consistency. He's talking about some things that you can control. Being dialed in. Knowing the plays.
Giving a damn.
being able to do basic basketball things. I mean, Mac talked like I sound like a Mac Apollo. Well, I said he had to go. I'm going both sides of the wall here, Trump. If you know what I'm saying, is I'm here for the criticism with Chris Mack. And if players want to whine about their coach calling them out, I mean, yo, Rick used to do that all the time. Well, he was Rick Pitino. Well, you guys have been telling me Mac's a great coach.
Yeah.
So if you think he's a great coach, why can't he call people out? Taxer, sack up Noah Locke. I mean, I don't want to be the be better, work harder type thing. But when you're asleep on defense, that's not always a talent thing.
No.
If Sebron blows by two of your guys, goes behind the back in the middle of three of you and laid it up while you're fighting for your tournament life, like, yes, part of that is talent, but you're not even giving, like you're not maximizing who you are, and you don't have all the talent in the world, but you're not maximizing what you do have. So
right.
I can understand why people are crapping on Mac there. I get it. But I mean, part of me backs him on that. The wild swings. It's not like a guy is like Keon Brooks is. I wouldn't call him consistent, but there's a range where you know he's gonna kind of be.
Yeah,
right. You know, there's
gonna be between 5 and 12 points.
There's a range where
yeah.
you know he's gonna be.
Like
these guys
four and
might,
eight rebounds.
I mean, next game Sidney Curry might come out and score 0 points and get two rebounds.
Right, three points and a rebounder. So,
so
you don't know.
What we said yesterday obviously is out there. The Chris Mack stuff. What he said. I am tired of the cloud of the NCAA. There is everyone always wants nuance. There's nuance to be used. Louisville fans are asking you simply right now just to make the field. They're not saying go to the Final Four. They're not saying make the second weekend. They have adjusted their expectations. And that is fine. And then which one's worse? We can get into that.
Yeah.
Football, basketball. I mean, good God. You guys can go. I have no idea where to even start with that conversation.
Well, that's the thing is there's not just like – you just can't blame the coach. Like, I think for Louisville football, it's pretty easy just to blame Scott Satterfield and his coaching staff. With Louisville basketball, when you have Chris Mack, again, you're right. He picked the team. He's coaching the team. But then when you have players seemingly go off script, when you put Jalen Withers in the game, and what does he do? He goes in a corner, isolates, and just starts dribbling the basketball between his legs.
Malik gets it stolen immediately. Yeah, Malik's doing the exact same thing.
And Malik's trying to act like a point guard. Like, that's personal player responsibility. That's on them. Like, I'm totally with you. Like, there's players that can't help who they are. Like, Jared West, I give him a lot of crap. But the guy just physically can't do it at the ACC level. He just can't. He tries his ass off. He's at least one player that you know is going to go in there, and he's going to give you something. But when you got Jalen Withers, you got Malik Williams,
you got
Sam Williamson, they've been around the program for three, four, 5 years, and they just go out there, and they have a bad attitude on the bench.
And here's where I'm at as well. I'm not believing any preseason analysis anymore with Louisville, with anything.
You can't. You don't know who these guys are.
And you shouldn't as a fan. Don't buy anything.
No.
Anything that anyone
None
says. I mean us. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
You don't know anything.
I mean, has anyone been right? I mean, how much I heard about these damn teams.
Oh, absolutely. About Noah Locke's going to be a knockdown shooter. You got Jalen Withers going to be the NBA. Malik Williams is going to be a first-team all-ACC type player.
Can you imagine people?
True.
I mean,
none of it's true.
Jared West, best defender that I mean
they've
I
just, ever seen.
I mean,
Noah Vlach is here to prove he can attack the basket.
He can
create
play
his own shot.
He can play the ball in his hands, Jack. He's not an off-ball player. He's a ball player.
Remember when Aaron and I battled over that in like July?
Yes. Yeah, I was in here in the studio when you
Andy
did
was
that.
Off.
Dan, yeah, Andy was off.
Dan
yeah.
Issel.
Oh.
Talked
uh-oh.
Kodak Black today.
Oh, boy.
What was that noise?
He listens occasionally.
Oh,
yes.
I know he does.
How about that?
He's starting to listen more often, I think.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Texas says, can you guys imagine Yahya Diaby hanging out with Mike Rutherford at the Muhammad Ali Classic?
That was from yesterday. It did melt my BB and heart just a little bit. My stone cold BB and heart was melted just a tad bit when at the end
that
of the
was
game
a lot.
Chris Mack is kneeling at the scorer's table and he picks up that sheet and he just starts looking at it.
And there's no answer.
Like there's an answer.
There's
on that
no
sheet.
Answer.
And I'm like, brother, there's the patty ice, brother.
Brother.
There's no answer on that sheet.
And then
dude.
On top of it, NC State dudes were just going and one.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were shooting fadeaway threes.
Contested
fadeaway
Smith
threes.
Smith was just bam,
In an empty stadium with Jack and his buddy inhaling chicken tenders and not drinking because they're weak.
Were you one of the ones, Jack, that left early? Because they panned the crowd and people. And
now,
like,
Jack,
We left
with about 3 minutes left.
That's about right.
That's about the time. Yeah.
I mean, you did need to beat the traffic, but it's
there
nice
was no traffic.
You didn't have to worry about that.
I didn't drive last night, so I wasn't worried about the traffic.
Oh.
Did you get lubed up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Did you sneak a couple little shooters into your drawers?
Some early times or something?
Into your sweatpants?
Yeah.
Did you pack the sweatpants?
Yeah, that's why you got to do it.
Yeah.
Texas says... Jack could teach Wyatt jiu-jitsu.
No.
Could
he,
you, Jack?
He would be really bad at
I'll pay you.
Well,
you
know, I'd look
jiu-jitsu.
Up
a...
Oh, I get the joke now. Okay. Oh,
what
missed,
are you doing?
I missed the joke.
What are you doing?
I missed the joke. Whoops. I'm glad you had to explain that one on air.
I would say, though, on the question of what's worse, the basketball or the football.
Let's get to that after the break.
And
honestly, have you ever seen anything like Jalen Withers going from to nothing? To nothing? It's not like a Wayne Blackshear or like VJ King always stunk. It wasn't like, you know, like Wayne was what well, he's value. I mean, he's value. He's a valuable player. He wasn't what you thought he was going to be, but he was a valuable bleeping player.
Right.
But this guy is, I mean, right now there's zero value
nothing.
Here. And I don't know who's on the team next year. I mean there's not going to be. There's like, listen, there might not be a guy on the bench right now who's on the team.
There might not be.
They might have to do 12 new guys.
The one guy, I mean, there's two
Am
guys.
Am I wrong? Who would be back? Let's do it after the break.
Okay, I think two guys for sure will be back.
Oh,
I've got two.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay, you're going to convince me.
Okay.
437-9680, a bunch of texts coming down. All the Louisville stuff last night. Strebel ready for a loss on Saturday. Rick Barnes owns John Calipari. We have talked about that. The Blitz coming up in a half an hour. Bozich at 5 o'clock. We're hanging out here at Dave & Buster's in St. Matthews here on this Thursday on ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There's a new sheriff in town. That's what everyone said. There's a new sheriff in town.
What's he going to show John Calipari? He's ducking an ass whooping is what he's doing. He's ducking an ass whooping.
And James Strebel.
He knows what's coming.
There it is,
this
Mitch.
Year, next year, their year after
Suck
that.
Suck on that, Mitch.
He ain't going to win a damn game. He knows he's getting that butt whooping, and he's ducking. He's not trying to show Calipari who's boss. Who runs a damn state, Andy? It's John damn Calipari.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You like that one.
I do like that one.
You're smiling. Some of those you cringe at.
Yeah, not that one.
That one you're proud of.
Yes, I am.
That one you are proud of. Hey, NFL coverage. We got two games on Saturday, both of them. Raiders, Bengals, Patriots, Bills. That coverage, 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then Sunday, the triple header coverage beginning at 12:30. And Monday night, 7:30, Cardinals, Rams. We'll have that right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Now, I was going to bring this up off the air to Jack. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what Strebel thinks.
Okay.
You are going to be out of town for the Kentucky-Kansas game.
I am, yes.
By the way.
I'm going to be on a boat.
Are you going to have to wear a mask the whole time?
I don't know. I'm taking.
Okay, well, Blank and Baker said you do. Okay. Today, Blank did. And so I heard that. I got worried for you. Anyway, we'll dive into the – I know 5 o'clock you want to talk about masks and vaccines.
Yeah, I do. Actually, right? I want to talk about
Travis.
That. And, yeah, yeah, they had abortion. The Supreme Court ruled on the –
Oh, the Supreme Court ruled?
The vaccination mandates.
6-3, I think.
Yes.
How about that?
Okay, for healthcare workers to mandate vaccines, but private
not
business,
anybody else.
Yes.
Jack, what do you think about that? What do you think about that, Jack? Is that the right move?
Maybe.
you're like one of these basketball analysts trying to pick Trace Jackson Davis or
Oscar. He's worried. You know, I just see a soccer game on in front of me at Dave and Buster's, and I'm like,
is
I don't know.
There?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I go, is it live, and does Enz have 3 units on
it? He does.
Enz will show up to the party tonight, and he'll demand that soccer's on one of the TVs.
Well, there's another issue with that. Nate Huber doesn't have Entz's email.
Oh.
So has Entz not been invited?
He didn't bring it up on Tuesday night.
So I thought about it this morning.
Do you want me to text him?
And I forwarded. I forwarded Entz.
You did
the email, right?
Oh, okay.
So if he shows up, you know, yeah. But it was a last second thing.
You know, it's gonna be he and Nick Valvano at the Mario Kart
playing the game.
Yes, for hours.
But you're gonna be out of town.
Yes.
So who do you want to be you? Does Jack want to jump in there? UK post?
I mean,
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, Entz needs somebody, so Entz is a beggar. He cannot be picky.
I would love for Jack. If you would like to, it's just 2 games. It's a Tuesday night game, and then the big-time Kansas game.
Oh,
see,
absolutely.
I'm
so down for this.
And here's what we would do, Jack. We would I would have the equipment at home, and if they lose, I would connect and just burn Kentucky.
Yeah.
And have Ron and Luther and all of them get pissed off. What's Sweeney doing? He's a Cardinal. Yes.
Get Cardinal Sweeney out of here.
Yes, I'm crushing
their Ron will call you drunk leprechaun.
Day after
and
day.
Sauce from Sellersburg.
Put this up at ESPN 680. How many years should we break this down? Like, in the next 2 years, in the next 5 years, which program do you feel better about? Louisville basketball, Louisville football?
Oh, geez, Andy. I would have to say football.
Oh, bleep off, Streep.
No, here's why.
You are a fraud saying that.
No,
the answer's still basketball.
It's not, because you don't know what the NCAA is going to do if they nuke them for 2 postseasons.
The end of Bobby and Satterfield has ruined Louisville football. They're in full rebuild mode.
Yes,
to be back relevant,
Andy,
what they are, they lost all that momentum
that.
They had.
No, I agree
that is
with
a
that.
Long train ride back.
But if you had,
it's
if,
not in basketball. Get a couple players and
no,
flip things.
I disagree.
That's what Kentucky did.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think the basketball program's new. I think Chris Mack has nuked this program.
Who cares if they get a year or two off from the tournament? They don't make the damn tournament anyway.
They don't, but it pushes. You said 5 years. So you
in
count,
5 years.
In 5 years, Louisville basketball is still going to be, especially if they hire, who are they going to?
If the NCAA, I agree, if the NCAA.
So how am I phrasing this? In 5 years, which program do you have more confidence in? Or which program will be?
We'll be in a better spot.
We'll be in a better spot.
Wait,
okay.
In 5 years. Which program do you have the most confidence? I don't know.
Yeah, something like
come up with a couple different. I don't know.
Most confidence in? Or do you have? I don't want to say stable, because you want more than just stable, right? You want
which
good.
Will be the better program?
Yeah, in the next 5 years, which would be the better program?
Well, which you have
Louisville
most
basketball
confidence
could be
in?
Like around a 32 team every year and be better than Louisville football.
I'd say confidence. I'd say
right.
confidence.
Yeah,
that's the best way to put
it.
I'd say confidence. Yeah.
What was I talking about before?
Well, I was saying basketball.
We're
disagreeing because you're saying basketball.
You can flip things quick. Louisville football needs trench work. They need coach work. They need
basketball.
I mean, they need a lot. Yeah, but you can figure that out much quicker, much more quickly, I should say.
I agree. But if they get nuked. And you have this year, let's say that the NCAA or IARP or whatever doesn't even happen next year. That extends another year. So you have another year of whatever Mac's doing, which we don't know what the hell he's doing, what the hell this team's doing. Then you have, we're just talking about what this next year. We don't know who the hell's going to be on the team.
It's going to happen. So let's say, let's say in May.
Okay, it happens in May.
The Louisville's not going to be in the tournament this year. Or this
or next year.
Next year, okay? You haven't made it 2 years in a row. You can at least start the PR then. You'll be on the other end of this.
Right.
And that's when you hire a new coach.
Yeah.
That's when you, listen, the timing.
I don't trust anyone to hire anybody, though.
If they face plant, well, that's a whole different discussion.
I mean, at least Scott Satterfield made a bowl game.
Who cares?
I know, but.
I don't give a damn about a bowl game.
I'm with you.
What are you doing right now?
I agree, but look.
Everyone's doing this. Everyone is going at Mac, and they're letting Satterfield off the hook. He hired Deion Branch. I don't give a damn.
I'm with you. I'm not letting Satterfield off the hook. What I'm saying is, you said that benchmarks for this program, for these programs, have changed. The benchmark for the Louisville football program
changed. That's benchmark, is what he said there.
In the middle of the season to make a bowl game, like they had, they did the minimum thing. The minimum thing was to make a bowl game. He at least did that, and they suck. The minimum thing for Louisville basketball for the last 2 years
is make the tournament, and they ain't going to do it.
They are not going to do it, which is
to me what pads, if they get burned next year and they can't play next year in the NCAA tournament, it's like, at least PR-wise, though, you can flip it and say, we'll be on the other side.
You can say that,
I mean, Chris Mack's not going to make the tournament next year either.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even know any of the players, but I know what kind of players he's going to get.
Yeah, they're bleak.
I already know what he's going to get. Hang on, Jack. They're in a bad situation.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But you can flip things so damn fast.
In football, it is.
I mean, look at Stoops.
Yeah.
The best example is Stoops.
And Cal took
him 7-8 years to have a team worth any. I mean, the gradual
but
build.
Not that bad.
What? In football?
When Stoops took over Kentucky, they're not that bad.
If Louisville were in the SEC.
Maybe. They wouldn't be 2 wins, though. They may be like 4 or 5, but they wouldn't be a 2-win season.
They would have the 2 bums.
They would be
Vanderbilt and Missouri State or Toledo.
They would be three and nine.
That's what they would be.
They
would lose to every one of those teams.
And you're
every single one of
and
them.
You're right.
Every one of them. Because they do now. But, NC State is like Tennessee.
Yeah,
they lose that game.
True. Well, I guess this is another point is, you know, you say they get a new coach here. The sell job is you can be on the other side of it. I don't give them any credit for hiring anybody.
Agreed. 50 guys could do a better job.
Yeah.
I think in the country, and like, I don't even mean like Coach K and Cal and Bill Self and whoever else.
Mike White could do a better job.
I mean, we don't think anything of Mike White. Listen, you could name many coaches, and I would say, yeah, that guy do a better job.
Buzz Williams right now do a better job,
100%.
I mean, I'm not even. He's like a regular 100%. Coach. Like, I don't think he's 100%. Great. Like a Buzz Williams would do a better job. Hell, Steve Forbes might do a better job.
100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where they are.
The one, Danny Manning would not.
No, Danny Manning would not.
Go with Danny Manning would not.
Archie Miller,
Johnny Jones,
Billy Gillespie,
Kevin Stallings. I mean, like, there's a few.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Yeah, Jerry Stackhouse probably. But like, you could.
What about Jeff Capel?
You could sell me. You could sell me on almost anybody else.
Yeah. You can pick out all these.
Who's
like,
the Penn State coach from Jeffersonville?
Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury's kick ass. Give me Shrewsbury.
Ben Johnson at Minnesota has been winning games.
I have a low threshold when it comes to this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
437-9680. Texter says, does Strebel have any of the baseball raffle tickets with him? If so, I'll try to come to Dave and Buster's. I mean, people, what are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
What are we talking? No one even knows.
They're in my desk at school, and then I have some at home.
No one has any idea what you
that
guys are talking
does.
About. You're going to rig it for us anyway, right? Texter says, who is responsible for these insane preseason expectations? I mean, they.
You?
No, it's.
The Texter.
It's not. No. This was. Man. Mac was talking this up, man.
He was, yeah.
No, I mean, yeah. There's a bunch of fanboys, of course.
Of
that's
course,
why.
They're going to,
that's
yes.
why they've been wrong every year here for like the last like 3-4 years.
Who was more wrong, Brian Brown or Chris Mack?
Texas says, well, at least if Louisville sucks, the NIT crowd will be able to afford lower bowl tickets from Tiny Tim. Texas says, any scenario that Mac is back next year would be ridiculous. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I can see him being
back. Even though I would make a move, I don't agree with that because we just went through that.
Yeah.
Texas says, what would you consider turned around for basketball and for football? 9 wins for football and always in the tournament for basketball? No, not always in the tournament for basketball. The tournament should be, I mean, this, we haven't done a NCAA seeding show 3 out of the 4 years that Mac's been here.
Like
what seed are they going to be?
Now, 1 year wasn't his fault, but this
year. No, that's
what
I said. Three out of four years.
Yeah.
Texas says you can't change. You can change college basketball with 2 recruits. Agree. Texas says, what about Tony Barbie?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd say no.
Nah, I would say no.
I'd say no.
Yeah, not Tony Barbie.
But what about Coach O?
What, Antigua?
Yeah.
Take him over. Are you kidding me?
Would you take Bruiser Flint?
No, not Bruiser Flint.
Texas says, Andy's wrong, Strebel's right. UofL football is a much brighter future.
I never said the future was bright. I would just say
Brighter,
yes. A marginally better future.
Texas says, UK won 9 games last year, and now they're talking about national championship. It's basketball. Strebel, you're a bum. Yeah, that's a good argument for that guy, actually.
Well, here's the difference.
You all went from a 9 and 16 to a team you think it. I mean, you know you can't make the Final Four, but you're a second week.
Yes, I do. They have good guards, and they have the best big man in the country. Yes, they can. Right. And here's the difference. Last year when Kentucky was stinky, right? They were terrible.
Was stinky.
Kentucky fans at least had
stinky
in the back of their minds. They're like, eventually Cal will change the staff, and he did, and they'll get dudes, and they have.
Right.
You don't have that with Louisville basketball at all. At all. Like, no Louisville fan is thinking in their head, well, next year, like, Matt could turn this around. He get a few dudes. They'll be ready to go. They don't get any dudes.
100%. You don't believe in him. You don't believe in the staff.
No. They're not getting anybody.
You don't believe in any of it. The ACC stinks this year. Yeah. If you didn't make it this year, it is as embarrassing as humanly possible. No, I'm totally with you.
Yeah, I mean, do they think that next season they're going to get a Shaden Sharp or a Kaysen Wallace or a Chris Livingston or get a grad transfer, or not a grad transfer, just a transfer on the level?
Like a Marcus Carr,
they couldn't even get a Severe Wheeler. Andy. Yeah. They couldn't even get us, and he's a fine player. He's a good player. They couldn't even get a Severe Wheeler.
You don't like him.
I do like him. No, I love
Severe
Wheeler.
How he threw that in. They couldn't even get a Severe Wheeler.
No, I'm just saying, like
Jack, did you notice that?
You know
it's happening.
Because
who's doing this to you? Is this Cats Illustrated?
No, I love Severe Wheeler.
No, you don't.
That was a lie.
No, you don't.
He's the best defensive player on the team.
He's winking again. Live at Dave and Buster's.
Offense is awesome. No, what I'm saying is, people,
guy can't
including,
shoot at all.
Including you and Jack and Mitch,
what did I
were
do?
Like, he's a Georgia transfer. They could, which is fair enough.
And you want to put him on the bench.
I didn't. I don't want to put him on the bench.
You want to bring Lou off the bench.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I want him to be the starting point guard. I was clear on that on Tuesday night.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you. That's fine. You don't have to believe me. I
don't believe you.
And Jesus knows my heart. So that's all that matters.
That's the title of the hour.
Does Jesus see the IG model? Pictures in your heart.
He sees them all. Hide your eyes.
I was going to ask Jack a big on Jesus. We'll just move on.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
That's where exactly my mind connected.
When did I crush Wheeler Rover being a Georgia
team? It was Mitch, not you. I apologize, Jack, for Mitch. It was more Mitch than even me.
I played along. I did not think Wheeler was going to be this good, but he's a backup.
Yeah.
I mean, you want him to come off the bench.
Did you see the conversation?
No.
Not to, you know, but so Rob Doster had a
nuclear take later on. Maybe tomorrow.
I mean, that's a hot take, but I don't know what I think about it.
Did you listen to that?
I saw the tweet. I think Jeff Goodman retweeted it. I didn't have a chance to listen to it.
That's the saddest predictable thing that's happened in a good minute. I knew you didn't. I knew you didn't look at it. No, I knew you didn't click on it.
I will later.
And it's free. It's free. Too.
I know. I'll listen to it later because I want to hear the entire context.
Texas says if Kenny Payne ever became the Louisville head coach, would Round Eddie cheer for the Cards?
I got a problem with this too. Y'all owe Butch Beard an apology. Every single one of you. Butch Beard said, you all need to seriously consider Kenny Payne, and Louisville fans laughed at him.
Oh, please. We all laughed at him.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't laugh at Butch Beard.
Oh, boy.
I did not laugh at Butch Beard. I did not.
No one's going to believe.
No, here's the difference. They're clamoring for Kenny Payne. They are begging for Kenny Payne. And they
laughed
at all of
them. Pratt said that today.
All of them
laughed. Pratt said that today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He's right there.
I've been trying to tell him.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell him.
Butch Beard is a backstabbing, he's a Calipari acolyte. We don't want him. Bleep you, Kenny Payne. Bleep you. Now they're like, please, Kenny Payne. Please come save us, Kenny. Kenny, can you help me, Kenny? Sidney Curry, he's the only good player I have, and he's not even that good. Please, Kenny, help Jalen Withers. Can you help a big man? You're the big man whisper. Come whisper to Jalen Withers. Give him a little whisper. Please, Kenny Payne. All y'all bums. Don't text Kenny Payne in here. None of them should be allowed to text Kenny Payne.
I'm with
and
you
if
on
Kenny
that.
Payne is the coach, they're not allowed to cheer for Kenny
you'll
Payne.
Boo
they
you'll
all,
boo him.
I know. I'll cheer for him. I'll say, good
no,
job,
no,
Kenny.
You
prove all these bums wrong, but not that much.
Texter says, speaking of cringe, is Strebel upset? I can't. Basically, are you upset with the Supreme Court ruling? We'll get to that in the 5 o'clock hour, I told you. Texas says there is serious lack of discipline on the team. Too many one-on-one moments without consequence. Max level 2 violations is why the NCAA is yet to be settled. I still struggle to understand why U of L didn't switch. Okay, we're not going to do the Nike thing first. Texter, hold a telethon to raise money for a buyout.
No. The Jersey billboard people.
We'll start it here at Dave & Buster's. We'll start the fundraising here.
You know the worst thing, because a guy texted, and he's exactly right, was, and I saw it with Biggest Biscuit first. We got to crush him.
What do you do?
Sid Vicious.
Oh, you texted that last night. I didn't know. He's not Sid Vicious. He's not the wrestler. That wrestler is awesome. And Sidney Curry's fine. But again,
coming back next year, do you guys think?
Oh, I think Sidney Curry will be back, and I think LLS will be back. Those are the two.
Okay.
Where are they going to go?
And Roosevelt Wheeler. I think he comes back.
I wouldn't bet on that one. Roosevelt Wheeler thinks he can play. Louisville fans thinks he can play, and he's sitting on the bench. And Roosevelt Wheeler's like,
well,
I can play.
He doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, Bob
well,
does.
Who on the team does?
You're right.
Who does know what they're doing on that team? None of them do. None of them do.
Oh, man. Texas says, just imagine Doug Prophet hosting the Fire Mac telethon.
Doug Prophet.
Texas says, Strebel's such a fraud, all the BBM people are clamoring for Kenny Payne.
Who?
Texter says, Enz claims that Strebel told him that he wasn't allowed to ask Big Rig's sister out.
We've never had a conversation about my sister. I don't know where that came from. Never. Never been a topic conversation.
I would love that conversation. I'd love to be a part. I'll fly on the wall, as they
just
would say.
Just in the background.
Just in the background. Listening. Texas says, if Fredericks was healthy, Wheeler would 100% be benched. Love that.
No.
Love that.
It's not true.
Texas says, would you rather have Tom Crean? 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. That's not even close. You got to do better than that, man.
Yeah.
You got to do better than that. Texas says, Diener's going to cram a van for a buyout.
That's funny.
What? That says, Strebel, you're going to have to wear a mask on your cruise.
That's fine. I'll wear a mask on the cruise. I'll be in the sun.
Yeah, but what?
When I'm around the pool, I won't have to wear the mask.
Are you sure? I don't know.
I think they're talking about when you're at the restaurant or casino or places like that.
Well, you're not
going
to go to the casino.
I don't know.
Is there a nightclub?
I don't know. Probably.
There's got to be.
Yeah, there's probably
nightclub. Let's look it up during the break. You got to know something.
It's a Norwegian cruise.
I guess it's lastly. I mean, we'll get into this as we go. Jalen Withers going from what he went to nothing. I don't know of a local example.
There's not one.
That we've seen this.
Where he's that
bad. Do you?
No.
Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana? Like, can you think? Like,
he's unplayable.
Like, yeah, like this guy has completely fallen off from one year to the next. It's not a Wayne Blackshear or, VJ King was never good. It's none of these things. It's regression and unhappiness.
Yeah.
at a level that I have not seen from one preseason to really the last 2-3 weeks.
I mean, we've seen players come back and have, like,
and not get better.
100%. Or not have the season we thought they were going to have.
Like Devin Askew was a bust, but that's not this.
No, that's not
Withers
this.
Withers was good last
he
year.
He was good last
and
year.
And respected last year
yes.
by the ACC.
And he was respected by the ACC, and Chris Mack talked about him being here
for
X amount of months.
It was the basis of who they were, was getting 14-8 or whatever, 13-7 from Jalen Withers.
Every single game, and he was consistent, and you knew. Plus,
that's where it starts.
He's going to play his position.
That's where it started.
Jalen Withers.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's not been good since day one.
That was just such a huge shot to the system for everything they were doing. Quick break. Blitz. We'll do that next. Bose it to 5 o'clock. Hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. Live from Dave and Buster's on The Take on this Thursday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.